Module 4, Polishing Your Resume. Your resume is the key to open the door to the interview with the employer. When the employer has so many options to choose from, as superficial as it may sound, looks count. Your resume must be sharp-looking, impressive, and stand out from the others. The attention to detail that you stress in your work must be reflected in your documented first impression, your resume. In this module, we will give some tips on how your resume can cause a lasting positive impression, how to handle branding, and other extra touches to set you on the path to success. Creating an attractive package. Your resume needs to have as much personality as you possess. By altering font selections, you can emphasize and highlight details on your document that create the most favorable impression. Experiment and change the fonts on keywords, section titles, and phrases in your resume. Break up the monotony and sameness within the text and let your creativity be obvious. Choose fonts that are both readable and enjoyable. Your uniqueness needs to be clear as you give the documents a final makeover. About branding. A branding statement is an effective promise of the quality you intend to deliver to the employer. At the top of your resume, you will want to make such a promise through a creative slogan that captures the essence of your skills, combined with your personality and passion and the needs in the market you can fill. Some extra touches. Making your resume stand out requires that you pay attention to the quality of paper you use. Texture is an indicator of the attitude your document communicates. A coarse to rough paper can subliminally communicate a reliable and durable, hardworking nature. A smooth and shiny paper can communicate a persuasive and polished communicator. Become aware of the options of paper quality and use that choice to reinforce your brand message. Color is also a great indicator of personality and attitude. Select a paper color that reinforces your branding statement and the tone of the message about yourself. Bright and cheery can be represented by whites and yellows. Reliability and trustworthiness can come through in blue. Each color choice can speak your message without the addition of more words to your resume. Checklist for success. Now you're ready to see if your resume is ready to present to your potential employers. Respond to the following statements with A, yes, B, not sure, C, no. Number 1, does your resume use a variety of fonts? Number 2, does your resume have proper spacing between sections? Number 3, does your resume contain a branding statement? Is your branding statement consistent with the quality of the document? Number 5, does your branding statement communicate your uniqueness? Number 6, does the texture of your paper selection reinforce your branding statement and image? Number 7, does the color of your paper reflect your character and qualities? Case study. Nick polished his resume as he really wanted to impress his boss Penelope. Nick worked like a mad scientist to ensure his skills and experience jumped off his resume. He was looking for a boost up the ladder of success at work. Nick scrubbed his resume until it was squeaky clean and handed it off to his boss. Penelope nearly fell out of her seat as she was unaware of the skills and knowledge Nick possessed. Nick's resume made Penelope's choice easy, and she was happy to give him a spot on her veteran sales team.